Okay, we are in Siman Reish Samech Ches. Having missed a week. However, in that week, we lay Megillas Rus, which I guess had Geirus in it as well. So we, although it was Monday, not Sunday. When did we lay Rus?
Monday.
Okay, that's true. This is all Sunday. Okay, we're in Siv Beis. We're actually, I guess, where the page changes. So we're on page Tzadikei in your copies. Siv Beis described the process of informing the potential ger of all of the mitzvahs. And we actually learned the top, but let's start from the top of page Tzadikei. Here you go. In Kibbul Malinoi Semiyad. He said, if he's mekabel the mitzvahs, we're malim immediately. Umamtin and loy achi esrafi refuah shleima. We wait until the mila heals. Va'achakach matvilin oisai tefila hogenes b'loy chatzitza. Now, of course, the tefila has to be b'loy chatzitza, but it means tefila hogenes b'loy chatzitza, as opposed to tefilas Ezra, where we're mekel in many things. By tefilas Ezra, we don't even need ma'im shuvim. And we're making him anything. So here we're saying that even the man has to do hachonis for his tefillah, just like a woman. When a woman is teveles, it's ma'akiv. If she doesn't do a ion, if she doesn't check herself, if she goes and she's teveles without ion, and midrabana without chafifa, it's not a tefillah. Even if Eliyahu Navi tells us there was no chatzitza. The purpose of the preparation is not to avoid chatzitza, it's gzeiras hakosov. That you have to have it. So a man, when he's Tevel Ageiris, needs the same type of preparation. It's something that people are not familiar with unless they put their mind to it. The Ramah is, V'yesh Oimrim, Shigaleah Saraisov, V'yitot Tzapart Yadav Araglav Kaidim Tefillah. Now what does that mean? What's that in the Ramah? What? So if it means chatzitza, so it's the same as the mechaber, right? So it seems to mean something more. Look in Shach Zayin. Shach Zayin says here a chiddush mashma. Afilu ein chatzitza b'saraisav, kagon shiyochef yisrek heitiv. He did a proper preparation, chafifa and srika, a yogos mitzvah saraisav. He took a normal haircut, akshurim, for the hair that would be tangled. The chaytitzin, that would be chaytitz. Ava biken yigaleya kol sayreisav mishum shenichnas l'klal yahadus. Now, how do you touch that? He has to cut off all his hair? He has to take a baldy? Chaykos ha'abach. De'ev shede detilas seya beger wapi divrei ramay shadarshin shehevi rashi parshas balayscha. We know that parsha. V'chein ha'minig b'mumrin. You know it's a parashas Balayscha, the Levim, right? The Levim got the haircut. V'chein ha'minig b'mumrin k'shechayzol adas Yisrael ad kan. So he's saying that it could be that the Rambam meant a type of a giluach, which is l'shem mitzvahs geirus and for chayzol b'tshuva as well. V'yonira d'b'di evidam l'gila sarei rak shein davar chaytis havet tefila. The Shas says it's certainly not ma'akiv. Shamanu to be mechayev such a thing for a ger, and even though the Shach says it's just pshat of the Yesh Oimrim and the Ramah, we don't name on that way, and by us we name on that it's just to avoid chatzitza and zehu. It's interesting pshat. What? That's why it means parshas Balayscha. That's what it means parshas Balayscha. Like Kaira said that they made fun of us, right? They what's going to be with the Levi'im Mashiach comes? We're going to need to take that kind of haircut too? No, really. It's what? The beard is included. The whole goof. We have to. Balayscha is the parasha I reviewed the longest time ago of all the parashas in the Chumash. You know what I mean? So, I'm not sure.
I mean, the Shach only answers the Galeach Sayyosov. What about the Pone Yodav
Aragla? Yeah, Taka, what's that? How does the Shach explain the other part of the Ramah? The Tzipone Yodav Araglov. You know, take off your total nails. Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. All right, let's go over to Shulchan Aruch. For Tumah, they had to come at everything. For Tumah, Mashiach will come, all of us. You're worried about the Kainim, the Israel also. When we're titled for Tumah, we have to do preparation like the ladies do preparation. We have to do a chafifa, you have to comb your beard, you have to comb your hairs.
Jared today, did they make them do this?
The Shachs Pshat in the Ramah, we don't make them do it. No, the Shachs Ramah, I never heard they should do. I've never heard such a thing. But the regular preparation, we make them do. And Mashiach will come, it's going to be that way. You don't just, nowadays, bang, you run in, you get dressed, you run in, you jump out. The whole thing is a 5-minute thing. And Mashiach's going to come, it's going to require all the same preparation. And yeah. Anyway, getting back to Shulchan Aruch. The next words, Ushloisha. The Ramah says, "Tamid echachamim, oim dem al gabav." Now, little, watch the lashon. It says three tamid echachamim should be there. Umaydian, I say, mitzvahs kalais, mitzvahs chamurais, pam shniya, and they inform him of the mitzvahs again. Vuoimid b'mayim, and the ger is standing in the water. The vaysa isha nashim meshivas aisa b'mayim atzavara. She's a woman. Women put her in the mikveh till her neck. By the yonim ebechutz. And the tefillah itself has to be in front of the bezdin. So we do, I mentioned to you, is we have this sheet that we cut a hole in the middle for the head, and she puts on that sheet in the water, and the sheet basically floats on the water around her. And as it comes in, and they watch her do the tefillah. Now, what's unclear are 2 points here. The language sounds like while the ger is standing in the water, you tell her mitzvahs kalais and mitzvahs mischaburais. Our minig, at least the way I've done it when I've seen her doing a Rebelski, is right before she goes to the mikvah, he goes to the mikvah, with medea mitzvahs kalais and chaburais, even though they know it already, with medea. And when they stand in the water right before their tevel, they say, Pemole, Harini Makabala asked me all the mitzvahs HaTorah, and mitzvahs Rabbanan, and then their tevel. So you're not Medea the mitzvahs while they're in the water, you're Medea the mitzvahs beforehand, but the Kabbalah is the last second before the tefillah, which completes the Geirus. Yeah, Medea, that's what I said. You tell up. Well, you did it once before the tefillah. No. Why is he did it before the bris? Before the bris, when they first come, that we had in Siv Beis, that you may dia them. You don't do the bris unless you may dia them. But here, by the tefillah, you do a pam shniya. Say what? Darina Mekabel? You know, like I said, I'm not in the wholesale geirus business. The only time I've done geirus, a number of times, probably 5 or 6 times over the last 10 years, all have been people who were raised as from Yidden, who found out they had problems with their yichus. So, you know, one of them went to Yeshiva Brooklyn, and one of them was currently enrolled in one of the local yeshivas, boys' yeshivas. You know, they're learning Tysus with Tysus and the Sivas. So, I think I mentioned to you, I was sitting, before they went to the mikvah, we were sitting with Rebelski and then the third, the family Rav, and myself, the three of us. And Rebelski said, I don't think we have to tell you the mitzvahs, you know the mitzvahs. So, I told Rebelski, I respectfully disagree. We learned our Kabbalah mitzvahs from Rus, who was already 10 years observant. And still they told her, Ashatel Chiyelech, Ashatolim Yitolim. So Belsky was asking me, did some mitzvahs kalas and chamurais? It's a little strange, the whole thing, but anyway. And then we tabled them. So by whenever I did it, they said in Hebrew, I read him a Kabbal, they all know what it meant. It's true, sometimes someone doesn't know what it means, he's doing it in English.
There's no standard text, like there is in
a banner. I'm not familiar with the standard text. No. Now, the question is, the Ramah adds the word Shloisha Talmidei Chachamim Oimdim Al Gabeihem. It's a very strange thing. The Gemara says the word Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara in Yevamis, I think in Zion, says Talmidei Chachamim. The Mechaber is the Lashon HaRambam, who leaves out the word Talmidei Chachamim. And Nigris Maishi has a letter to someone who, whatever the circumstances was, a Rav who wanted to do a Geiris, and wanted to take two people from the shul, like we do at Taras Nedarim. The one person that's a Baki in Hilchis Nedarim, and then you accept the Rosh Hashanah, you take anybody for some reason, but the one person who's Malubin in Hilchis Taras Nedarim, and you take two others, they could be Hedyaitis with him, you don't need three. So Ramosha was asked what the Geder of Shloisha Tamidei Chachamim, and specifically, why is the Rambam Mashmit the word Tamidei Chacham? So Ramosha writes that when the Gemara says you need Tamidei Chachamim, you could learn it's a Din and Dinei Geiris that you need. It says Mishpat, you need a Bezdin. Or you can learn you need Tamidei Chachamim just to know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, there's something wrong with the Geiris. So Ramosha says that the Rambam apparently held you should know what you're doing. That's why he's mashpit to work Tamidei Chachamim. You have to do this Seder. Yeah, if you don't know what you're doing, it's not good anyway. And Rambam brings a dimmi. He says, Ramosha brings a dimmi. He says, don't think it's a daichik. The Gemara says, Tamidei Chachamim. And I say, just to know what you're doing. We have the same thing in the Mishnah in Makis. It says, when they walk the murderer to the Irin Idacha, it says, you take two Tamidei Chachamim to be Malavahim. To the Erev Nidachas, in case the Gael Adam comes, they should convince him otherwise. So there you don't need Tamidei Chachamim. Why should you need Tamidei Chachamim? You just need people who know what they're doing. So Tamidei Chachamim there means people who know what they're doing. So Moshe says the same thing by Geiris. It means that people who know what they're doing. So Mele, one instructs, knows what he's doing. The other two could be Hedyaitis already also. All right, so Rashi says that it's a lashon. A lashon like it says Shnei Tamei Chachamim by the Yer Miklat. It says a lashon of Tamei Chachamim. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Chamedinais Yibiskalis Chamurais Pamshni Oaimid B'mayi Ma'isi Ishna. Nosha Meshiv is a Sibamay, Tavar, the other Bechus Medina is a Mr. Kaus Chamurais, Yeshevis Bemayim, Akin Tevelis Bifneim, she's still in front of the Bezdin, Yemazir Pneim Yaitzik, with a Shalir Roysak Shatala Meyamayim. Yvorech Al Hatfila, Acha Shiala Menamayim. And the Ger makes a Brach Al Hatfila after Yala Menamayim, doesn't mean he walks out of the mikvah, it means after his head comes out of the mikvah. Kivan Shetoval, Hariyuki Yisrael, Shem Chazal Asurai, Hariyuki Yisrael Mumer, Shem Kiddush Kiddush of Kiddushim. Kiddushim. Then once he's a ger, he's always a ger, you can't become ungered, you can't go the other direction. It's a one way street. So once he's a yid, he's a full fledged yid. And what? And if he's Makadish Anisha, the Kiddushim is Chal. Now, this even though it goes back to being a mummer, once he's a yid, his kedushin is chal.
What is the heading? Why is it says peace royal? That would be sufficient.
Shem kedush of kedushin, because that's really the most chomer place where it comes up. Everything else doesn't count to minyan. Doesn't count to minyan, but the kedushin I think is the most chomer thing. You can turn a woman into an eishes ish, and that's where it comes up. Now, here there is a very very problematic issue, I guess we'll talk about it in the next sif, about insincere geirim. The geirim who come to be megayer, and in their hearts, they're really not interested in it. They have ulterior motives. It was common, certainly 30, 40, 50 years ago, where people were megayer just to get parents' approval for a marriage. And it was a very common thing, and the question is, how one deals with such a situation. A couple of weeks ago, one of the Rabbanim in Lakewood sent me a ksav from a Rav who's no longer alive in Flatbush to check out, do him a favor and check out the Geiris. It wasn't a Geiris, it was a paper that he married off a couple, and it said Bas Avraham Avinu on the woman. And the woman said that this Rav was Megayer her 30 days earlier. So that's a red flag. Because you need 91 days to, after Geiris, you're not supposed to get married till 91 days. So I asked Rebelsky if he knows this Rav, if he was somebody who did Geiris. And we don't even have a ksav that he did Geiris. And the woman's saying he did Geiris. And then I asked Rebelsky, what's with this 30-day business? Rebelsky told me that in those years, in the 50s and 60s, it was common, couples getting married, the parents insisted, and the woman went for a geirus. Sometimes it was a day before the marriage, 2 days before the marriage. And they did a geirus just to get the father-in-law to sign the check for the bill, for the caterer. And the question is, how valid that geirus is. So there are two parts to the issue. One part is Klapi Shmaya Galia, and one part is the Beis Din down here. This is one of the most difficult issues that exists in geirus, post facto, where you have somebody who is Megayer, but the husband wasn't Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. She's getting Megayer to marry a guy, and this guy's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs either. So what kind of Kapolas Mitzvahs? She's marrying him. Like, what kind of Kapolas Mitzvahs is it? It's a very hard thing to understand. I would have thought that the whole thing is a joke. It's, what is it? Moshe has numerous truths about it in his early Chelek of Yeradeik, of Nuntesk, of Samach. And Ramesh says, not so pashit. He says two nekudas. He says, first of all, kavar shamanu, people that the husband was not a shayim teru mitzvahs, and the wife, when they were megayer, the gaita was megayer, and they taught her mitzvahs kalas hamurais, and afterwards she was the one that made the family from. It's like kavar shamanu. It's not an anan sadi. He was Jewish, and she was a guy. And I tell you, I grew up in a shul. There was a man whose wife was a Korean woman. He was in the Korean War. He was a soldier. He fell in love with her. He came back with her. The family insisted on a geiris. She was Megayer, and he got more than he bargained for. She learned the stuff. She was Shavu Torah Mitzvahs. The boys went to Satmar Yeshiva in Borough Park, and then to Mount Kisco out in the, they were. And so first of all, Ramesha says there's no anansadi against, she says she's Makabal Mitzvahs. You need an anansadi against it. And secondly, Rav Moshe deals with a more complicated question, which we'll talk about in the next sif. If someone is Makabal Yadus, to the extent they know, here she's Makabal to be a Jewess. What's a Jew? You eat bagels and lox. On Saturdays you have a family meal. And Passover eats a matzah. She doesn't know that it means you're not allowed to do lamites malachas. Whatever she knows, she's makabel. Ramesha says that it could be that that's a good geirus. Could be it's a good geirus. We'll get to that shortly. It's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos that is mashma that way. I was learning Hilchos Geirus many years ago one night. Rav Kreisworth, Oliver Shalom walked in. Rav Kreisworth, when he went collecting, for some reason, there was a Tarvadaska, used to drive him around. So at 11 o'clock, 11:30, he could knock on people's doors. He used to ask him, where can I go learn? So he used to bring him here. So I had this list So if Kreisworth always walked in, he said, what are you learning? Like, he was busy collecting a whole day. What are you learning? Bang. So I told him, I'm learning this page. I was learning the Shaila of next Meir Perik about, so I told him, it's so strange, somebody could be a Megair without knowing the mitzvahs. He said, Shabbos Samaches. Well, Shabbos Samaches. It's only there about a ger that's Megayer and doesn't know there's such a thing as Shabbos. As Mechal Shabbos, what's that called? Is that called a Shaygeg? Is that called an Aynes? He says, Shabbos Samaches. He rouses off a Gemara that a ger Shalosh Shama, what's the Lashon Shalosh Yoda, the mitzvahs on Shabbos.
Isn't that the Omer Mutter?
So it's more than an Aynes. Yeah, I guess it's a minimum of an Omer Mutter. So, no, the Lashon Gemara is Nizgayer Beina Akum V'lo Yoda Shiei Shabbos. That's Lashon Gemara. Nizgayer Beina Akum V'lo Yoda Shiei Shabbos. She's Mechal Shabbos 10 Shabbosis, 100 Malachis. Gemara's Chiddush is maybe Chad Karvin. It's not Chiddush, she's Jewish.
Why is it worse than Nasa
and Ishma? Very good. Well, Jews did it also. We also become that way. Well, we Jews after Nasa and Ishma. Okay. All right. Anyway, so Ramesha writes that. So Ramesha writes that such a geirus, there's no anansadi. What's interesting is it's tremendously problematic. Such a geirus, it goes against.
What about the fact that the
being Megayer ulterior motives is not makir b'dieved unless there's an anansadi. If she goes straight from the geirus to McDonald's, that's called an anansadi. But if from the geirus she doesn't go to McDonald's till the next day, The Jews not sharing Torah mitzvahs. Maybe she will. She'll be Makai, whatever she knows. What should I tell you? A Ger doesn't know everything. Mikzas mitzvahs. So I'll tell you what the problem is. I just want to explain to you. Let me, I'll answer that as well. Just the issue is, let me just finish. The hard issue is two things. First of all, is it certain? What Ravash is saying, is that l'chumra, or is it with certainty? Now, in Chelek Aleph, he says this in a couple of tshuvas. But in Chelek Gimel, he has a lady with asking a shayla. She was Megayer, this type of gerish. And many years later, she decided she became Balas Tshuva. Many years later, she became from. She has children already. And she says to her Moshe, when I was Makabal Geiris, I didn't mean to keep any mitzvahs. You know, but Nigris Moshe says that it's a Geiris. Ramesha tells her to go be Megayer again. And to Tovel her kids L'shem Geiris. As far as the boys needing a toughest Dambris, the Simach we had last week, the Rabbein Chananel, who said that as long as the Mila was a Shem Yadus, even not a Shem Geirus, that it's good. We're Simach on that with Tzirufa. So Ramesha was Simach, he only had toughest Dambris. But Ramesha himself writes that Mesafik, you should do a new Geirus without a Bracha. So that's very disquieting. It means we have people among us who Ramesha is saying, well, Chayshish, that the Geirus is good. But there's also Chashash Tegeris is no good. It's a very unsettling idea. In Samer Rebbe, Parshas Kiseitze, writes a Chiddush. I once showed this to Rav Brus, and then we saw it in Achiezer. Chaim Oizer and the Samer Rebbe both write, the Gemara says, Koshin Gerim Kasapachas. Gerim are difficult, like Tsaras on a Guf. They write that if somebody is Megayer and fools Bezdin, and doesn't mean to be Makabal Mitzvahs, they write that Klapishmaya Galya, they're Goyim. But Bezdin has to paskin that they're Yidden. We have no choice. We can't measure Dvarim Shabalei. But Klapishmaya, they're really Goyim. It's a very scary thing. It's a very frightening idea. I don't know. That's implied. Now, it could be if the Tevil L'Shem Nidus, Memele Tzatvil L'Shem Geiris. I don't know. You know, we're going to have that in Sim Gimel. But it's a disquieting thing, this whole thing. We'll see if Bezos Mahaki will have it. It's not so posh. What?
Right?
Okay, in the yeshiva world, we have a Rabbi Kiva Eger that may probably ring a bell by some of you. There's a Rabbi Kiva Eger that we talk about in Pesachim and in Gittin. The question is, Dvar Shom Leivein and Dvarim. If she says, Harini Mekabel Mitzis, and she's Tevil, unless there's an Ansadi, it's good. Ramesh says it's not an Ansadi. So there's Rabbi Kiva Eger in a tshuva. He answers five or six Gemaras with it, and everyone after him piles on five or six more Gemaras. He says the following. He's going, let's say, in the Mishnah Gitt. It says that if a guy writes a get, it's possible it's Shalai Lishma. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, I think it's a Rans Kasha, he brings the Kasha, that have the guy say, Hareini Mekabel L'Shem, whatever the get has to be. It has to be L'Shem. L'Shem Gerishin, L'Shem Dabal, L'Shem Dabal. Let us say it and write it. Dvar Shavalei Venim Dvarim. So you're telling me this hard, he's not. He's not an Ansadi. Maybe today, maybe he's doing it. Or a cotton can't bake matzahs. Cotton's not capable of L'Shem. Or a guy's not capable of L'Shem by matzahs. Let them say, could be a cotton's not capable of L'Shem, but let's say a guy. Let the guy say, L'shem matzis mitzvah, and do it. Dvar shabalei deinu devarim. So what's the issue? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says he aside. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, when do you say dvarim shabalei deinu devarim? By mitzvah ma'isiyos. But when the halacha is a din in dvarim shabalei. The whole din of lishma is a halacha that you need dvarim shabalei. When is a din of Devarim Shebelev, you can't say Devarim Shebelev Einam Devarim. The whole halacha is that you need Lishma by get and by kedushin. The whole halacha is that you need Lishma by Devarim that are be'etzem Devarim Shebelev. There's no rule Devarim Shebelev Einam Devarim. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger's side. That would seem to be what we're talking about here by Geiris. What they're saying, he says Areni Mekabel and he's Tevil. But the whole thing is a din of Devarim Shebelev. It's not. If it's a din of Dvarim Shabalev, then Dvarim Shabalev Hanyan Dvarim, then it's Dvarim. When you say Dvarim Shabalev and Dvarim, a man gives a get to his wife and he says, I didn't mean it. Or it's not a halacha of lishma. Yeah, you give a get. You sell something. You say, I didn't mean it. So that's Dvarim Shabalev and Dvarim. But not by Dine lishma.
Why is it sinful? I gave something. You
Well, he's saying there's no one outside. He sees he's saying it's Dvar Shabalev. Even though, if the next minute she's Mechal Shabbos, everybody agrees, the Rambam says Beferish, that we say that it's not a Geiris. The truth is, the Rambam only says it when he did it L'shem Ishus, L'shem Mamin. A regular Geirer, the Rambam doesn't say it. What? So you're saying Dvar Shalim are Dvar or not Dvar? But Rabbi Kiveg is saying they are Dvar. This Rabbi Kiveg is not saying Ramosh is saying it as a, yeah. Except in the second Shuvah, in the Yerdeich El Gimel Shuvah, he says, yeah, it's better to Tavel again. It's a very disquieting thing. You'd like at least Dine Geira should be clear cut. And it's not clear cut.
So
they made a bracha. But it's funny, if they make a bracha on their own, I understand. But when the rabbi is makbid, it's a little hard to understand that shows anything. Okay. That's what he's talking about. You're talking about the bracha on the tefillah. What? I'm telling you, in Yenet Shuva and Kufnut Tesco Samov, in the first one, he says it's a Geiris. In the Chela Gimel, Ramosha seems to be not Shuva. Kiveg, except for his Chayshish Rit, it sounds like. It sounds like his Chayshish Rit in the later Shuva.
It's
a Makas Medina, it is.
What is not Kamina? Maya is not a Yid.
What's that? He's Jewish or not? When they read it, what? Who cares? When they read this girl to your son, you'll care.
How does Rabbi Shmaya go against the Bezel?
So that's hard to understand. What does it mean, Rabbi Shmaya? It's a psak and dead. Because his Bezel was full. His Bezel was full. I agree with you. This whole thing is very unsettling, very, very difficult. You know, it's a halbitzor and you're aware of it, and you tell the girl that when you go to the mikvah for nidus, do it l'shem geiris also. So it's a halbitzor, but it's a Rambam. The Rambam says, "Don't show it." Well, Magai, if Moshe brings that rai, you don't need to tell me the chachamim. But yeah, but that's it. Seems to be only miyad. So the machamim is going to say shel lashon later. It's a lashon of Rambam that we wait to see matei achrisa. It's a lashon of Rambam, which we're going to have later in the Shulchan Aruch. But you know, one thing: if it's miyad, what happens if it's a few days later? It's hard to know. You know, if they go straight from the Geiris to McDonald's, then it's clear. If not, it's less clear. Anyway, this is a difficult thing. The other tough issue, and we'll come back to this in Sif Gimel. But there's one other issue: the status of a ger between Mila and Tfila, an in-between stage, is something we discussed in the context of Rus on previous occasions. The status of a man that was Mal and not Tevil, the Gemara says, Mal v'loy Tevil, kilu loy Mal, should be Pashit. Yet, there are a number of Mashmois in that after Mila, he has some sort of a status. First of all, the Minig is that he keeps Shabbos after Mila, before Tevila. Secondly, the Beis Yosef here in Bedek HaBayis brings that a ger's mila should not be on Thursday, because Yom Shlishi L'mila is prone to being sakana, and he'll come Yom Shlishi L'mila, we're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos for him. That's what it says in the Beis Yosef in Bedek HaBayis. So everyone who sees it is matmiya. There's no such thing. He's still a guy. We're not Mechal Shabbos to save a guy. If you would say, don't do a bris on Thursday, he might die on Shabbos, okay? But you say, because we're going to end up being Michal Shabbos for him? Like an adult Jew, you don't make on Thursday? Okay, you don't make. There's a Yeshayim Shulchan Aruch, you don't do on Thursday. Well, I mean, because we do, but but there's a sheet in Shulchan Aruch. We do, because if you have a kabbal, be machal Shabbos, you hold the tutra. But by ger, the point is that there's a daya that says don't do bris milah on Thursday for a ger, because you'll have to be machal Shabbos. Well, you have to be machal Shabbos. If he's not a yid, then you're not machal Shabbos. So it seems that there's some in between status. You'll have to be. If he'll come in a sakara, you'll have to be machal Shabbos. If he's not, right, exactly. So same thing here. So I don't know. There's a Chuvin Aruch Lener. There's a Shailu Meishiv that say that we treat them like a partial yid. The way the Shailu Meishiv explains, it's like Klal Yisrael. If tomorrow before Har Sinai, if tomorrow you're mechuyev in Shabbos, now you're mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. It's a nice drushy reason. It's hard to understand as a halachic reason. Here you have a Jew that's mechuyev in Shabbos, a kibbut aveim, a paraduma. Like if tomorrow, very hard to understand halachically the whole concept. Nevertheless, they're right. That's the meaning, that they keep Shabbos after tomorrow v'lay tava. The Ramban. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, there was Mila B'lai Tefillah. You know, what the Velt says, I mean, the yeshivas, we have the idea that Yichus Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael, two parts of being a Yid. There's the Yichus Yisrael, that we come from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and there's Kedushas Yisrael. Right, so we have the Kanasha, after Matan Torah, Yidin had a Din Geirim, but there's still also b'krayv esayim baicha al iskei mishpachay esayim. So why were they relatives? Gershon is guy kan shenay l'dami. So Naftali writes in the Sugya of Ger Katan, then in Ksuv Shir Aleph, that is Yichus Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. Before Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael had Yichus Yisrael. They had some partial status. Kedushas Yisrael came with Har Sinai. So Yichus' relatives, they had a din of all their relatives. They were lacking Kedushas Yisrael until Har Sinai. So it could be this idea that Bris Milah gives Yichus Yisrael, somehow connects us to Avraham Avinu, connects the Ger to Avraham, gives him a level of Yichus Yisrael, and then the Tefillah completes the Gerus with Kedushas Yisrael. It's a nice drushy pshat. The Gemara still says Mol v'lo tovel kilo le'mol, doesn't fit well into the Gemara, but at least it's a hesber in this minig that they have some aspect of Yichus Yisrael for these reasons.
The
Gris Moshe says it, which I do. I see your day chel gimel. You know, if you have to do a tafas dambris, will be a big deal. You got to go into the mikvah. You know, it's not such a big deal. I've had the asik and flatbush with families, and I once had it with a girl. With a 18-year-old girl came out. She wouldn't tell me her last name. She was scared stiff. I told her when you get married, you go to the mikvah. When it's time for you to go to the mikvah, we'll take a bezdin and you'll do l'shem gerus mitzvah. Yeah, so it was a big shabbat. For sure, she didn't marry a kayin. But what? I'm not suggesting anything. I'm suggesting everyone should learn the Gris Moshe and do what they're saying. I'm not going to change a klai so it can be mighty laws on Yidden. But it's like I said, it's very just disquieting. It's unsettling. Such a thought is a very disturbing thought. Now, people always don't have the guts. Whenever the child's engaged and they hear things, they come to me, they don't have the courage to say anything. And so, you know, so I say, okay, I'll do it. Worst comes to worst, they'll be angry at me. Better than angry at you, you know. And sometimes they are angry, sometimes they're not angry. And we try to do a gerus, and that's it. Shame gerus. But I had it once. Like it was a girl from Flatbush, out of town boy, and his Rav called me from Silver Springs and told me this thing that they were going through the Yichus and they found out that the grandmother, the mother's mother, or mother's mother's mother, I don't remember which one was Megayer, and they don't recognize the names, and they're afraid to say anything, you know, they're engaged. I said, look, I don't know her from Adam, or from Eve, I'll call her, she'll be angry at me, I called her, and she had no problem with it. I remember she told her parents, she didn't tell her parents. We went with her Rav and the third person, and we did a Geirus. She was anyway, and it was not a big deal. Some people, it's like everything else. Some people, it's a big deal. Some people, it's not a big deal. So it's hard to predict. All right, let's go to Sif Gimel, which is...
How about something like Philip? When a practice, you do that perhaps after the Brizzi.
Yeah, what about Tefillin? It's a good question. What about Tefillin? He wants to practice Tefillin right before his Geirus. So, let him practice at night. No? I don't know. You know how it is with children. The first 5 days it hurts, and then it... Yeah. Svaridim have a takana not to accept Gerim because of these problems. These problems they've had. The Syrians have such a thing. In general, all the Svaridim are reluctant, it seems. Rabbi Shah didn't take Geirus? Doesn't he even take it? He never did Geirus? Okay. Okay. What? No, it means he's attached. He's holding it. It means he's holding it at that stage. Yeah, yeah. Lifneiver, if you are Tevel Ager, you're not sure. The Michas Elazar has a tshuva in which he says what you're saying. He says it's very hard to be Megayer people. It's Lifneiver. You're taking people who they could be Keep Shavim and Sisnei Nayach, you're making them Yidden, and they could be Ivar Averis. He has this Taina. According to his Taina, there'd be very few garrison that are good because most people, Yishtadi Baras Hashem Tevel Ayachta, it's very, very hard. So the Lichzalazatayin is that, but we usually understand that it's Kedai. It's Kedai, all the responsibility, the Kiyum Mitzvah is Kedai, even though people are sometimes Nechshol. Because it says. Only if the parents. You can't pull a baby off the street and be Megayim. If the parents are being Megayim, if the circumstances... have an ansadi that it's a gay, that it's sincere. And let's learn Sif Gimel, which touches on this whole thing. You have to realize there's being Maidia mitzvahs and there's Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Let's see what it says in Sif Gimel. Now, you have to be a bedayik in the Lashon. Moshe has a tshuva. He learns it up like the way it should be, like a shtickle gemara. He says the following. Kolon yonei ager, bein Maidia mitzvahs lekablam, bein amila, bein tefila. All parts of geiris, tzara, sheyiyu, begimel, ksherim, lodoin. Here it says you need three that are kosher to be a bezdin, ubiyayim, and it's got to be by day. It says mishpat ksivbei, it needs mishpat, miyudavka lechetchila. Avvidyevin, and loymolay tovel, elabeth nebeis, I crave him. If you're molay tovel, you have edim, even if they're relatives. Or balayla, afilu loy tovel l'shem geiris, ele isha tovel l'kiryai, v'isha shtovel l'nidasa, big chiddish. Have a ger umuta be Israelis. So here he's saying everything b'di'evet is good with two people, even krivim, even by night. Chutz make kabbalas mitzvah shemakevus emeinu b'yayim ubishleisha, except kabbalas mitzvahs which is ma'akiv. Now in the beginning he said kol yarei ager b'al yemisil kablam. He's talking b'di'evet. You don't need it. So Moshe explains. No, that's lahidiyay mitzvahs to teach him the mitzvahs. That's not ma'akib to be a bezin. That anybody could teach him. He goes to, they have classes for Gerim. He goes there, that's good enough. Kabbalah's mitzvahs, the first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch holds, is ma'akib. Ularif aharambam, afil b'dievet, shetovalay mol b'fnei beis, oi belayla ma'akib. The Rif and Rambam hold, that mila tefila is ma'akib, v'osi b'yisraelis, avlam nasi yisraelis, oi lemen a ben, loi paslin alay. But, if you had a child, we don't pass on the child. And it's very unclear. The Mechaber has a rule that Rif and Rambam agree. He always paskins that way. That's the klal of the Beis Yosef. Here it seems he's not really paskining this way because he brought the first shita. that it's not ma'akiv to do it by day, certainly not tefillah and milah. Then he says the Rif Rambam tovaleimol b'fnei shayim b'shloisha ma'akiv. And then he says, Al Nasi Yisrael, l'spidiyeved lay paslin alay. And it's Sifdalid, he says, if you did it by night or Shabbos, so it's Sifdalid, he's machriya, that we don't pass on it from the Rambam b'diyeved. In other words, the Rambam holds it has to be by day. We don't really paskin like him. And it doesn't matter, but Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that needs a best. Even the first Shita holds Kabbalah's mitzvahs needs a best. So here the Dogma Ravava has a very important chiddush on the side. It says, what's pshat? You don't need a bezdin. It says mishpat, you need a bezdin. So the vart is, you need a bezdin for the clincher, for the thing that's the final step of Gerus. Ramesh has a tshuva, he says, even like the Riff and the Rambam, Ramesh has a tshuva, somebody, l'chatchilo v'chayshish for Riff and Rambam, we need bezdin. So he has a tshuva, someone already did the milah without a bezdin, and now they're holding by tefillah. Chatchila, you need a bezdin for milah. You should have to do a new atavas dam bris. So Ramosha says the Rif and Rambam didn't mean milah and tefillah need a bezdin. They meant whichever is last. And listen to how we learned up a machaber. Every time it says in Shulchan Aruch milah and tefillah, it's always that order: milah and tefillah. In that order, milah then tefillah. It's a normal order. Look when he brings the Rif and the Rambam. We breathe the Rif in the Rambam. Well, the Rambam, Tilo B'dievet, Shetoval, or Imol. He brings Tefillah first, Amila second, the Rif in Rambam, all that's ma'akim. Why does he do that? So, Rav Moshe, everyone holds the clincher, the thing that finalizes it, has to be with Dinei Bezdin. The Rambam holds, whatever you do last, now normally last is Tefillah. So, Toval. Oimol, we had earlier the Ramban said that b'di'eved, if you're tovel in the amal, it's good too. He says, even like the Rambam in Rif, which is the chatchila, all you need is the thing that finishes the geiris. So that in that case, where he did the milah already, without a bezdin, it's good enough, even like the chatchila, to do it without it. Like the first shita, even the tefillah doesn't need a bezdin, but Kabbalah's mitzvah needs bezdin, because Kabbalah's mitzvah is the clincher, so to speak, in the Geiris. And therefore, in the first Shita, it's enough Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but you need at least that. Hoidah's mitzvahs you don't need, but Kabbalah's mitzvahs that you do need. So this is the Seder Advarim and the Pasad Ma'akim, and as you know, we always do it with the Bezdin. Well, Kabbalah's mitzvah is really supposed to be by the time you do the tefillah, not after.
Okay,
I'm not. Halacha, it's the hamakim. That's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. It's the hamakim. The shaila is the Dogam Ravava. I started saying Dogam Ravava talks about a ger katan. He says the following. You see it on the left side. That's another view. There's notes on Shulchan Aruch. It's called Dogam Ravava. By a ger gadol, the ikar of the geiris is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and that's all that needs three b'di'eved. The mila and tefila are conditions that go with the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The sagi b'loy shloisha. B'filu b'layla. Aval ger katan. But what about a baby? Let's say I have a child that's being Megayer Shaloi Shayach by Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Atfilah Uleiker. So by a ger katan, the tefillah is the main thing. Atfilah Isal Das Bezdin Lekuli Alma Tzarich Liyos B'Shloi Shem B'Yoyim. There, everyone agrees that you need three in by day. So here, you have a Chiddush Adogam Ravava. It's Ma'akiv, a Bezdin, and B'Yoyim. Ramesha says, my vart. That doesn't mean milo tefila, it means milo ay tefila, just the ender, is a nafkamina. By a ger gadol, it's not a nafkamina b'di'eved, because it's good anyway. But by a ger katan, where the Dogam Ravava says that it's ma'akiv, so there Ramesha says that the fact that it's milo ay tefila now is a very big nafkamina. And it's enough as long as the last part is done l'shem yitzvah. Oh. So this Dogam Ravava, we're going to learn later by ger katan, and I think you're all familiar with it, that a ger katan when he turns 13 or she turns 12, has Kabbalah's mitzvahs. There are two ways to learn in the sugya of Ger Katan. We call it a machlekes, Taisus and Ksubis and Taisus Sanhedrin. What does it mean he's Makabal mitzvahs at age 13? You can learn two ways. You can learn that's the end of his geiris. That's the end of his geiris. He did mila and tefillah. He didn't do Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Just like a girl. He's not shayach mila. He did tefillah. A katan, not shayach Kabbalah's mitzvahs. He turns 13 and shayach Kabbalah's mitzvahs. At that moment, he becomes a ger. Or you could learn no. He's a ger for mila tefillah. Why? Al tzachin l'adam shalai b'fanav. If later he says, zachin l'adam, it's not a schus for me. It's not what I want. The rule by Zachin Adam Shalai Bafanav is if someone says it's not a schus, then it's not a schus. So you can learn that the reason you need it at age 13 is that's what Tesek Sudas hold, to be Megala, it's a schus, a very big nafkamina. If you have a ger katan, there are plenty today adopted children that they're tovel when they're babies, and they're growing up in our communities, and they touch wine. They touch wine that's not mevushel. They pour wine on them. They can be a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, saying a shtickle Torah at the Seder, at the Basil Seder. If you hold that the geiris is a complete geiris, unless the megala later, that it's not a schus, so you have a right to assume it's a schus, and he's Jewish. He's Jewish. But if you learn, no, the geiris is completed at the time of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. If you hold the geiris, that's what Taisus holds in Sanhedrin, that the geiris is completed b'shas Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Then when he's a 10, 11 year old, he's a he's still a guy. He's still a guy.
You can't teach
him Torah. You're allowed to teach. All right, the Masha says you're allowed to teach Torah as a hachana for geiris. So that you could do what? Or you can't cook for manyadav. So it's interesting. There's a Rashi around. You know, he says you learn Rashi. He says things innocently. You know, we always say Rashi had deep kavanis in everything. Rashi, in the Sugya Ger Katan, it's not a long Rashi. Rashi says, Ger Katan matvilin oisai, and it says, Umaga yeina yayinesef. That's what Rashi says. You wonder what's Rashi. Ishkayach, you know, matvilin oisai, so Umaga yeina yayinesef, not yayinesef. What's he telling us for? But he's telling us, Taka chivish. He's telling us that he's already a ger, and even though Maga of a Katan makes the ayin nesach, but not this one. Rashi holds it's a geris. They bring a raya from this dogum ravava lahalacha. From this dogum ravava, it's a raya lakula. It's a raya that he's a Jew. So why does the dogum ravava say? It says by a ger gadol, you don't need mila and tefila with a bezdin b'diavet because you do kabbalah smitzus with a bezdin. That's the yikr. By a ger katan, there the tefila is the yikr because there's no kabbalah smitzus. So maybe by a ger katan, it's makir to have a bezin by tefila. But if you're going to learn, like Taisus and Sanhedrin, that the mila and the tefila is just a hachana, he still needs kabbalah smitzus when he turns 13. So then, when he turns 13, you'll have a bezin then. Who needs a bezin by mila and tefila? From this talmud ravava is a raya that you need. That it's a raya that the tefila is a gemar yados. It's a raya that we pass like that. Says such a lashon that before Milo we don't consider a chazaka, consider tzara Milo, we're afraid. Even if he says it'll be Magaya, but here it is chazaka will be Magaya. But after what? I mean, when her brother, her mother marries her off, she has to be Mayan. Okay, no, but she's married. That's what seems here. The way it is here is you're a Jew, and otherwise, it's what? If you're a third, he's Megala Mafreya, wasn't a schus. Then the yayin will be yosi yayin. Because we worked on the smach that he'll want. Because we have umdina that if his parents are megayer, he'll want to be megayer. But you're right. Otherwise not. I had once, I must have mentioned, did a very strange thing in yeshiva. There was a boy in yeshiva who, a whole story, how he ended up in Tar V'das. But I knew, very few people knew, his mother was not really Jewish. And when he was born, she was a guy later. Father was Jewish. Mother thought she was Jewish. They were immigrants from a different country. So they were Megaya the boy, and he had a ksav geiris. And then he came to Tarvadas. I didn't tell anybody he's a geir. And he came into the yeshiva. Rather, he asked me what he should do about Shloya Sani Goy. I told him, you know, you can't say Shloya Sani Goy. Mr. Rupaskins, you can't say Shloya Sani Goy. So it means you can never daven for the Amid. You know, say brachas, so skip shalei asani goy. It's going to sound very strange. You know, in a balabatis shul, no one will notice. But in yeshiva, you know, the principal, the rebbe might notice. So this boy, a very bright boy, he came to me in the middle of ninth grade, in the middle of the year, and he said, I want a bezdin for Kabbalah mitzvahs. That's what he told me. I want you to make a bezdin Kabbalah mitzvahs and give me a document that was Kabbalah mitzvahs. I don't know where he got it from exactly, but there's the Varm Begav. So I made a bezdin. I asked him to bring in his Ksav Geiris, and we wrote on the bottom of the Ksav Geiris that it was a Kabbal Mitzvah in front of us. He wanted a very firm boy. Eventually, he was too firm for Torah Das. He moved on to a more Chassidish place. But he wasn't wrong. You know, you should take a bezdin. And at least for like Tysus, that's the Gemara HaGeiris. You should take a bezdin and finish the Geiris.
If he changes his mind, how much time does he have?
Once he's Megala, he's Megala. If you don't tell him, as soon as you tell him, it's Chal. Whenever you tell him, that's when it's Chal. And that's the. Ramesh writes, it says within Shulchan Aruch that you should try to tell him right away because he gets older, he gets the Taivas Noshim, then it becomes a very hard thing. Kabbalah Mitzvah is makiv. The old shaila is, why don't you never tell him? He died already. He lived 120 years. He died. No one ever told him that he has the right to back out. So that's totally these two tesis. If the Kabbalah Mitzvah is a part of the Geiris, so just Megala, then it's not a schus. So if it seems that we pass in just Megala, it's not a schus. So it seems he's a yid. But you don't want a yid who's a yid like Taisus and Ksubis, not Taisus and Sanhedrin. And by Yadus, you really don't want it that way. It's not relevant. One last tshuva nigris maisha. In earlier generations, they were afraid to write tshuvas about it in Germany. If you look in Hilchis Geiris by the Aruch HaShulchan, the title is Hilchis Geiris Bizman HaMigdash. That's what he writes. Because he was under the Tsar. He's going to write the Hilchis Geiris. You know, So you see, I think the title is Hilchis Geiris on Amigdash, and in the beginning he writes Ashav that we're under the benevolent Tsar. You know, which person in his right mind would want to get out from under the Tsar and become a Jew? Like, you know. At any rate, the last shaila is this. Ramesh has a shaila, very interesting shaila. It's in Chela Gimel, Tshuva Kuf Ches. A woman was Megayer, and she tells us. When she was Megayer, it was right before Pesach. And suddenly she had to tell her boss, you know, I'm an Orthodox Jew, I need off. You know, what happened till now? So her boss told her, look, the first 2 days Pesach I'll give you off, but not the last 2 days. So she decided she'll go ahead with the Geiris. And the last 2 days Pesach she'll go to work, she'll try to do as few malachas as possible. But she was a regular firm lady, except for this one thing. When she was Megayer, she knew she didn't want to give up her job. That she'll sounds already like a yid, not like a ger, right? And she went. She said she tried to be memayid and malach as much as she could. She wants to know if the geiris is a good geiris. So Ramesh paskins that it is. It's a similar tshuva in Chaim Eiser and the Achiezer Chela Gimel that it is that a person does avera l'teyavain, so mekatshain, you know, such things that people do averas l'teyavain. And Ramai shows that the Geiris is a Geiris, even though it says, you say, it's not a Geiris. But that means you don't believe in Davar Echad. If you believe in it, you just have a big taiva, then it doesn't apply. That's Ramai's tshuva, Ramai's tshuva. This answers for me a kasha I had. One of the dinim hilchos Geiris, I told you before, is that after you're Megayer, you have to wait 91 days to get married. All these Geirisin, the Megayer, but they're getting married in a week. So it always bothered me, why is that not a psalm de geiris? This geir is makabel everything chutz medavar echad. She's telling you, pemole, you know, I have a wedding date in a month, and my in-laws are upset, they're not Jewish, I want a tayvel. So saying, if she's tayvel, you know, we have to chayshish to tefillah. She's saying, pemole, she's not waiting the 91 days. So that should be a kabbalah mitzvah chutz medavar echad. It should be makiv in the whole thing. Now, it's a Darabonim, but even Darabonim she has to keep. She has to keep the 91 days too. So, I don't know, I didn't see Shulchan Aruch any mention of DNA, you know. According to this, at least I understand, you know, it helps us a little bit. I mentioned On Shulis night, I mentioned that the fact that DNA is perfect has now been disproven. There's a woman named Lydia Rothschild, who down south, I think, who not a Jewish woman, but they accused her. She applied for benefits for her three children herself. They did a DNA test. I don't know what made them suspicious. They did a DNA test. The three children are not her children. They don't match her DNA. And she insists they are her children. And, you know, they charged her. She was pregnant at the time. So she gave birth to the fourth child. She made sure there were, you know, like two Eidim Ksheirim in the room, you know, like to know who the child is. And the DNA test, she didn't match the child. She didn't match her child. So it was a mysterious thing. So they did a DNA test of her cervix, of her uterus, and it did match the child. And there was nizgala to science, the chiddush, that there are some twins in the womb who still in the zygote stage, in the early cellular stage, the twins merge into one. There's such a mitzvah. So twins, the separate cells have different DNA, and they merge into one person. And that one person can have different limbs that have different DNA than other limbs. Now, why one doesn't reject the other, I'm not a scientist, I don't know. But there is such a mitzvah. Now, a DNA match is still a DNA match. That's still a match. But a lack of match is not an absolute proof of a lack of relationship. Now, I assume this is a one in a, I don't know if it's one in a million, one in a thousand chance. I don't know that how it would work.
All right. The
girl, so Ramesha says she's makabel, and she has an avail of teyavim, that she's not makabel, she has a teyavim. Okay, Mr. Hashem, sit down with this.